Hello, my Rose.
You have no more excuses.
What do you mean?
Listen, I've got the money, honey. And we can live for the rest of our lives in total freedom, just me and you, I promise. Just me and you!
Oh my God, Rose, what did you do?
You won't believe it, but I raided my dad's safe. 50 million in traveler's checks, all brand new! Do you like it, honey?
This is crazy. You are crazy. With what you've done, you'll have to say goodbye to your family.
You know, I really don't care anymore. From now on, you're the only family I have, you idiot. You're the only one important to me.
My love, don't you see that if you leave that house, you will have to leave that house for good? There is no return for you. Oh my God, you've stolen from them.
Will you stop it, Farzad? I won't regret it. And this is not called stealing. It's what belongs to me. You said it yourself.
Yes. Yes, it's yours. And much more is yours. What were you thinking? What do you think you can achieve with 50 million tomans?
50 million tomans? You can't
even buy one of those awesome cars you see in the streets with that kind of money. Now I want you to think about this real good. Do you think it's worth losing everything else? Just for a measly 50 million toman? Come on.
What do you want me to do then? This was all the cash there was in the safe.
Well, of course. You see, intelligent people don't put their money in a safe, but in a
bank. And your dad is an intelligent guy.
So what's rightfully yours is in the bank, and you can't touch it. And do you know why you can't touch it, Rose dear? Because it's not in your name.
Oh, well, I'll take his checkbook and write out checks. Huh? His signature is real easy to forge. We'll learn it fast. We'll learn it really fast. I'm really good at these things, you know?
How much? How much are you planning on writing, Rose?
Whatever that belongs to me. Whatever he has in the account, of course.
You think it's that easy, Rose? You think it's that easy just like that? Do you really think so, huh?
Damn, what else do you suggest I do?
Just be patient.
No way. I can't be more patient than this, Farzad. I desperately want to leave this house, and forever, even if you don't want me to be with you.
So you have made up your mind, then?
Yeah, and I'm not changing it.
Very well. Now listen carefully to what I have to say.
You will take the money and put it back in the safe
exactly where it was before. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you? But take one of your father's checks from the middle of the checkbook. Just one
check. Rose.
Do exactly what I tell you to do. Just take only one check.
Then what?
Then you will have to come out so I can see you. And tell you the rest of my plan.
Okay.
And don't leave the house with an argument, okay?
Okay.
You'll have to do something to
get back into the house. Because my plan will take some time.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, my dear. And did you put the money back where you found it?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Farzad, how much do you think is my share? You write it down, whatever you think it is.
I don't know. You must sit down and think about it, and then see how much it is that you want. And practice your dad's signature.
I am practicing it. Don't worry about a thing, not at all. It's really easy. I'll learn it real fast, better than himself.
And there is another problem, too. You see, when the amount of the check is too high, they call the owner of the account, in this case your father, to see if he truly issued it.
Well, really? Well, what are we supposed to do then?
I'll take care of it. The only thing that you have to do today, and I mean today, is to go and see your father and truly apologize to him. Kiss him, tell him that you're very sorry, and ask him to forgive you. Hmm?
Ew. Is that really necessary?
Rose, my love, I told you to listen to me. Then you'll go to your dad and tell him you're really sorry and that you're going to kick your habit. And that you want to go see Dr. Abul Hassani, hmm?
Hey, but I don't want to stop taking the pills, Farzad. Why do I have to anyway?
Rose, you're not really gonna stop. You'll just pretend that you have.
But why?
I'll tell you.
Hello.
Hello there, dear.
How are you, Father?
Good, I'm fine.
Are you sure, Father?
Yeah, I am. Are you okay?
No. Father. I just hate myself.
What's wrong with her, Atefe? Has she been taking those pills again?
Berus.
No, Father, I don't use anything anymore. I regret it, I swear. I swear to God I regret it. Father, I know I've hurt you a lot. Please forgive me, Father, please. I promise I'm not using any more.
This is her new role?
No, she's sorry. I think she really regrets it.
But how is that? How can she regret something in a matter of just a couple of hours that we didn't even know about?
She says she saw a TV program today. They were showing girls who were in her condition and the terrible things that have happened to them.
God damn the devil.
Berus, get up and go upstairs and give her a big hug full of hope. Make her feel better. The poor thing's really upset with herself this time. Go on, get up. She's in a very sensitive position now, Berus. And if the both of us don't support her now, something bad might happen to her.
Yeah, but...
Get up.
Hello there.
Dr. Latifi to the emergency room.
Hello to you, Doctor.
You look tired. Is something wrong?
No, it's nothing. Perry was here.
Perry?
Yes, she wanted to talk to you.
About what?
Don't worry, Doctor. It's hopefully a good thing.
I hope so. Shall we? I don't know why she didn't just tell me herself.
Well, it's because she was too shy. She's more comfortable talking to me. This is very natural.
No, it's not natural, Doctor. You know why she was shy? It's because she's already made her decision way ahead of me. That's why.
You are making a mistake. They're in classes together.
You don't know anything about it, Doctor. You know why? Because last night she was talking to this classmate of hers until 1 o'clock in the morning. A telephone conversation. You know what that means? I didn't expect this from Perry at all.
I think you're being sensitive for no reason. They want to marry each other. Of course, if you allow them to.
I want you to be sure. I want you to be sure, Doctor, that I'll let her marry anyone other than him.
Yes, but Perry's not interested in just anyone. She wants to marry Mr. Musavi. Do you have a problem with him?
You don't know anything, Doctor. You don't know anything. I'm sure Perry's making a huge mistake.
How are you so sure that Perry's making a mistake? You don't even know the guy.
Yes, I don't know him. I really don't. But trust me, Doctor, I know my own daughter. I'm sure she can choose a much better person than this guy.
I'm sorry, Dr. Pajuan. Your daughter is not a child anymore. A better person for her is someone she loves. Not the person you choose for her. Even if that person is Elias. Well, she was forced to tell me about Elias because of the marriage proposal.
Perry never should have done such a thing.
Oh, don't you worry. I promise you I won't tell a soul that Elias is back.
That stupid girl. She thinks everything is just a joke. With that little brain of hers, she wants to get married too?
I don't understand. Why are you being so sensitive about Elias? And why are you so angry with Perry?
I don't understand. What I don't understand is why you have to be curious about every aspect of my private life, Doctor.
If I became curious about your private life, it's because your daughter came here and asked me to talk to you for her. But no one had asked you to prescribe medicine for Dr. Naini's patient, did they?
What's that got to do with it?
It does. It does a whole lot, Dr. Pajwan. Perry's not Dr. Naini. You can't just push her aside. You put aside years of friendship and trust between you and Dr. Naini. Just like that. But Perry is your child.
What does a couple of months mean? How many months is that?
Maximum 2 months.
You keep changing what you say every time. A couple of months means 1 month or a month and a half, not 2 months.
I said maximum 2 months. Maybe I'll get it for you in a month or something, man.
You can't keep a promise, Kaveh. It's hard to trust what you say. I can't make a deal with you.
I swear to you, I'm still trustworthy. I'm serious, man.
I doubt that. I doubt you can be serious about it, Kaveh. Keeping a promise takes lots of guts, yeah? Hello? Hello! Someone's trying to kill me! Help me! Help me! Yes, yes! Help me, please! I beg you, please! Look! Write this address down immediately! Chesham Complex, 20 Street, number 2! Well? What were you saying again?
I was saying I'll come up with your money in a month and give it back to you.
Yeah, that's right. You said that. And I said that I can't count on what you say. You're not a man.
Listen to me. Why don't you shave that mustache of yours? And wear some makeup instead? You stupid bastard!
You think you can just take my money and I'll just let you walk free, huh? You think I'm stupid? Huh? You stupid, stupid bastard! What the hell were you thinking? What the hell? You jerk! You're idiot!
That was good. Come sit down, Cave. Come sit down, man. Sit down, man. Sit. No more. We'll make up till the cops get here. You understand me?
Give me the key!
What? What did I do with the key? I think I lost it.
What do you want to do, Manuchehr?
When the police get here, they'll arrest you for what? Oh yeah, now I remember, for beating me up. Here, see? Yeah. They'll ask what happened, and I'll tell them that I asked you for my money and you beat me up.
You hit me first, you jerk!
I won't tell them that. I'll get the notaries and then what? You'll be taken to jail.
If I get arrested and go to prison, will you get your money back?
No.
So then let me get out of here and bring you your money!
Where from?
None of your business! I'll get it from somewhere! What's wrong with you, man? Don't you want your money?
The truth is, no. I don't want it. You've been wasting my time for 4 months. But that's not what I'm upset about. What bothers me is you taking me for a fool for the past 4 months. Look, everyone in the neighborhood knows that you've been making a fool of me.
You got the interest! The interest! The interest, you fraud!
No, bro. Not interest. It's what you call profit. Look, bro. You've made me look like a complete fool. I'm a businessman. It's not about money. I have to teach you a lesson so that the rest can learn that if they want to make me look like a fool, they can't do that. They can't walk away with my money. If they think they can, then how am I supposed to stay in business, bro?
Listen, Manuchehr. If I go to prison now, how on earth am I gonna get your money? But if you just open the door and let me leave, I will be able to get your money. Get up. Get up and open the door. Get up so I can get your money!
I told you, it's not about the money. You have to be a lesson for the others so that my customers know how I do business. Sit down, Cave. Sit down, let me get you a cup of tea. We all have a job. And this one is mine. If I'm not serious about it, then I'm just wasting my time and I'll be out of business in less than a year. I'm not your enemy, boy. And don't worry about nothing for no good reason. You'll go to jail for a year and clear out your debts, and then I'll find a way how to... Why are you standing here?
Give me the key, you jerk.
I told you I lost it.
Don't give me that! Give me the key, I said!
No can do. Look, Cafe. Don't make any troubles, okay? You'll either go to jail for a year or they'll execute you!
I said give me the damn key! You won't? Give me the key! You old bastard! Oh.
I'll kill you. You burned my face! I'll kill you! Give me the key!
Sir, are you a thief?
Shh. Oh.
Mama! Mama, there's a thief here! Mama! Mama!
You bastard! What the hell are you doing here? People! People, help! There's a thief here!
They're gonna take him to the hospital tonight?
Not your hospital, a public hospital.
Which hospital?
Torfe Hospital. You know where it is?
What's his name? The guy's name?
Manucher Parvizi.
And what's wrong with him, Elias? I mean, what kind of injury does he have?
Do you want me to make you some tea, Doctor?
No, I don't want any. Thank you.
But you didn't eat much at iftar.
I don't have much of an appetite, that's all.
I think that you lose your appetite whenever you get angry, am I right? I figured that out since I've been here.
Daddy. I want to talk to you, please.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Please, I don't want to intrude. I'll just go outside.
No, Elias. You're not intruding at all. Please, stay.
Please leave us.
Harry.
I want to talk to you in private. I can, can't I?
You can, but be polite.
Please excuse me.
Sit down, Elias. Elias, sit down. If you would like to talk to me in private, then you tell Elias with respect.
Please leave us alone.
Excuse me.
You were very disrespectful, Perry.
He's more disrespectful than I am.
Why?
Because he had the nerve. He had the nerve.
It's because he had the nerve? The nerve to ask for your hand?
If it's not because of him, why are you angry about Mr. Mousavi? He hasn't done anything wrong, and he's proposed to—
The hell with him! The hell with him! First of all, Elias only hinted to me about the proposal. Because he's decent enough to understand that we're still mourning your mother, and he shouldn't be asking for your hand anyway. Second of all, he wasn't the one to come to talk to you first.
Daddy, actually, Mr. Mousavi intended to come here with his father and propose. When Mom died, he decided to wait too. And now, if he wants to talk to you, it's only because he wants to be sure.
All right. You tell him that I said that he can be absolutely sure that you have a fiancé. And that's the end of this.
I won't lie, Dad.
It's not a lie.
If you think that I'll marry that man—
Perry, be very careful how you speak. Oh, God.
Daddy. Do you really want to force me to marry a man I really don't love? What's happened to you?
What's happened to you, Perry? What has Elias done to make you dislike him so much? Why don't you like the man?
I don't dislike him. I don't like what he's done.
He only has feelings for you. That's it.
It's not only that. He's doing something to force you to make me to marry him. How can you not see that?
Perry, my dear, you're making a huge mistake.
Anyways, Dad. I have feelings for another person.
Look, Perry. I won't let you ruin your life with your own two hands. I mean, it's my duty not to let you do it. Do you understand? Even if you hate me for it.
Here's Musavi's address and phone number.
What for?
I asked around a bit about him. One of my friends at the university did. But Daddy, you don't know anything about Mr. Mousavi. I want you to go and ask around. If you find out anything bad, I'll accept whatever you say. I will.
Whatever I say. But you've already made up your mind. What use does investigating have?
I'm sure you won't find anything bad about Mr. Mousavi. In fact, I'm positive.
And what if I do? Will you accept what I have to say?
Huh?
You just said it. Didn't you? Well, didn't you?
Look, Daddy. I won't marry Elias. I mean, I can't. Really, I can't.
But what for, dear?
Because he's indecent. Because I don't like him. Because every time I see him, I feel strange.
If you'll excuse me, Doctor.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Anywhere but here.
Go upstairs, son. Go up and I'll come talk to you soon.
There's nothing to talk about, Doctor. Pyro was kind to say everything that needed to be said. Harry, I am not the person you think that I am. No one can force you to marry someone you don't want to marry. And you are making a mistake about me. You see, I'm in love. Someone in love with lots of shortcomings. I give you the right to... think of me in whatever way you wish to think of me. I think that you do have the right to doubt me. But please, do not doubt my love. Forgive me.
I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
Goodbye.
Wait, Elias. You can't just leave me.
I will, Doctor. I just can't stay here anymore. I can't be here anymore.
She's just upset about me not liking that Musavi guy, that's all. What she said about you is 'cause of her anger about this.
I only feel belittled. I shouldn't have asked for her hand. I told you. I should have just kept my feelings in my heart for the rest of my life. I was so wrong.
No. I was the one who made a mistake. I shouldn't have brought up your subject at this time. She thinks that I want to force her to marry you, Elias. And she also thinks that's why I'm against that guy Musavi. And that's why she said those things to you. Elias, we have to give her some time. I think we have to take care of the Musavi guy first and foremost.
Doctor, I just don't want to hurt anybody by being in this house.
You have to stay by my side forever.
Thank you.
Sit down, son. Sit down. Right now, I have to go ask around about that stupid guy. I have to let Perry know what kind of a person he is. I have to do something to get him out of her mind.
I don't see this any use, Doctor. You won't be able to find out anything about him by asking around.
Well, we have to do something. You see how he's got Perry under his spell. We have to find something against him to show Perry that she'll ruin her life if she ends up marrying this guy.
We can't find anything to prove the things I told you about Mousavi. Just like we can't find anything to prove that... to prove the enmity that Dr. Naini had towards you. I don't see a way out of this.
Then what am I supposed to do? Show me a way to make Perry understand what she's doing.
I'm going, Dad.
Where to?
Home.
Go back to your room. Go back!
Come here for a second.
Oh, dear God.
Hey, Dostash, Barbara.